Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, founder of the Angelic Initiative, and your host. You're listening to a Dream Visions 7 radio broadcast at WMEX 1510 Boston, heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m. You can also tune in to our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our European friends. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Friends, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We know there are going to be challenges, but we expect to win. Then we're born, it's harder than we thought it would be, and we choose to play small in the game of life. Our lives get off track. We choose to do nothing instead of following the divine plan we came into these bodies with. This is our last radio show. At the end of this hour, we are signing off the airwaves, but we will continue to post our work on YouTube every day under our YouTube channel. The channel name is Lynn McGonigal, L-Y-N-N space McGonigal, M-C-G-O-N-A-G-I-L-L. Odds are good, my friend, that your soul contract is the same as ours, and that contract is to trigger the awakening right now, no matter what anybody else does or doesn't do. Now is the time. Everything is alive. This radio show is alive. Odds are good we all have the same destiny, this radio show, you, and me, to trigger the awakening no matter what anybody else does or doesn't do. So today, we are offering ourselves as vessels to higher dimension beings to fulfill the purpose of this radio show. And with that, it begins.
Hi friends, Lynn here. We're going to conduct a healing session, a channeled session live right now with the intention to fulfill the destiny of this radio show's life purpose and to trigger the awakening. So we begin this session as we begin all healing sessions in angelically guided multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose with what we call the opening process, a process of opening to sacred space. So right now, unless you're driving in a car, we invite you to close your eyes and draw your focus down into the center of your chest, into the body first. Just notice the body, notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, simply breathe into it with love. Pain is just a messenger. It's never here to punish us. It's always simply to deliver an important message. So if your body is giving you a signal right now, then simply breathe into it and intend to open up to hear whatever it is the body is saying. Sometimes just that momentary focus is enough for the pain to shift and lift. And sometimes our bodies need more. So if your body needs more, then make a date to come back to your body. Maybe at the end of the show, maybe at the end of the day today. But make a date to come back, and then please keep your promise. For now, we invite you to draw your focus into the center of the chest and then into the fullness of the heart chakra, which is much, much, much wider than the chest, at least as wide as outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, and maybe as big as the room you're in, maybe as big as the building you're in, maybe miles across. We're all different, but draw your focus into the fullness of the heart chakra and have the intention to open it to divine presence, drawing light and love from source straight into the front of the heart until it bulges and expands with love, and then exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us, front to back, front to back. back, front to back, front to back, front to back. Now with focus, with intention, move your consciousness out the back of your heart chakra and open up the back of the heart chakra until once again the chakra bulges and expands as we invite in that element of divine presence we're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness, be it Buddha nature, the divine plan itself, or something else entirely. We don't even need to know what it is. We can invite it in by intention until the chakra bulges and expands with love, and the love exhales out the front. And now the river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, through us and around us, through us and through our lives, moving the focus to the midline, the intersection of heart chakra and vertical energy channels, and we start to drop down to the feet and through the feet, now opening up to divine presence, drawing up from the center of the planet, Father Earth and Mother Earth, drawing this up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love flowing through us and through our lives, letting the river now flow from the center of the planet beneath us to the center of the universe above us, through us and through our lives, engaging in this eternal process of straightening up the energy body. There's always more we can do, grooming the channels up, 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 up to source. Now starting to open through the astral planes, reaching higher, higher sources and so much farther than we think it is, through the astral planes until now we start to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to, will ever have access to, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flow, letting this river flow from source above to source below, swishing top to bottom and bottom to top, creating a beautiful turbulence cleanse. Cleansing, clearing, drawing the focus to the intersection of heart chakra, whew, and vertical channels, and immediately it pops into a beautiful bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing, learning space for us to hold our gathering in today. I'm noticing the outside of the bubble, strong, light, bright, resilient, crackling with light, with love, with electricity. It's really clear. Only beings that we invite in can join us. All others simply pass around. This is private, sacred, healing, learning, growing space. Into this space, we're inviting in all the higher dimension guides, angels, and light beings who are willing to work with us today. Thank you. Thank you. Asking for guidance, support, direction in the process. Thank you. Restating the intention of doing whatever it is that is the destiny of this radio show to trigger the awakening right now. And noticing this beautiful vortex of white light that's spinning around us like a divine tornado of light, taking away everything that's being released the moment it's being released, sucking up the heavier energy up, 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 up to divine recycling. Right down the center of the vortex is flowing a waterfall of love, pure divine essence of love, the living waters. We are here and now, friends. Whoo. It's like joining a game in process. You may wish to look at our YouTube channel after this, because where we are suddenly is down with the seraphim. We're working, we're being blessed to have an opportunity to support seraphim in work as they're healing the deeper dimensions, the suffering realms that are underneath the physical dimensions, dimensions that have been in them who have walled themselves off from source with concrete, what looks like concrete slabs. And so what the seraphim have been doing is working their way down. They blast open a hole in the concrete floor, and then we drop down and we invite in the seraphim. Angels cannot come where they are not invited, so someone has to be willing to drop down into the suffering realms, and quicker than quick, invite in the angelic community, and that is our part, as part of our part in the process. So the seraphim blast open a hole, and we drop down, and quicker than quick, invite in the seraphim, and whoom, here they come, and now they're just spreading out through the dimensions, going out. Quickly, we start to clear the air. Now, we do this by holding space. That cough is simply an indicator of energy shifting. I'm not ill. I don't have a cold. Coughs happen. Burps and sneezes are other common reaction to energy shifts. Yawns as well. Throat clearing as well. So, Jamie and I are both here, and we're both subtly extrasensorily perceptive, and so we might both be reporting what our perceptions are, but my perceptions are they are headed out.
That's true, riding out.
Riding out, like on horses.
Yes.
Like horses. Winged horses, actually, is what it looks like to me.
Yes, that's true.
So I am spinning this emblem that we have been given by a higher dimension being. This emblem, when it spins, is very effective in clearing the space. We don't understand a lot about this emblem, but we are learning how to work with it as we go. And so by spinning the emblem right now, the air is clearing, the smoke is clearing, and the ash that's falling from the fires above us is also clearing. There is a lot burning right now in multiple dimensions. We don't know exactly what this means, but it does seem to be that it is shakeout time for beings throughout many dimensions who have said that they want to live their soul plan, but who are doing nothing of the sort. And the assignment has come to shake out the fakers, and now dimension by dimension, things are bursting into flames. We aren't doing this. We aren't making it happen. We are simply noticing that it is happening.
That's true.
And so now, right here, down below the physical dimensions in these deeply suffering realms, a lot of ash is falling from the fires up above.
That's true.
Pulsing the emblem to clear the ash. It helps. It helps to clear the ash. And also pulsing our wings, we have another aspect of ourselves in another dimension that is functioning as a bird. Our YouTube channel will explain this. And we are pulsing those bird wings to also bring the air down. Have you ever seen, my friend, how a bird will sometimes grip the branch it's sitting on and beat its wings really hard? And have you ever wondered, what is that bird doing?
Yes.
That is the movement that we are creating right now. As our bird self, we grip the branch we're sitting on and beat our wings really hard. And then down here, underneath the concrete where the seraphim are working, the air from the wing beats come down. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And when the ash blows away.
That's true.
I hear the drum beats and the hoof beats.
That's true.
I start to see them coming back.
Yes, coming back in the distance.
They're bringing, it looks like invalids.
Yes,
or
people on the back of the horses.
Yes, but those people, they look so thin, so
pale,
sick. Almost dead.
Almost dead.
It's a rescue mission.
That's true.
They're rescuing these beings who have, if I were a betting person, I'd say these are beings who have lost their way.
Yes.
And they are being rescued, and now there's some kind of like a bucket brigade, look.
That's true. At, handing off person to person.
Yes. Right, especially right up at near where the portal is where we dropped down.
Yes.
And these what looks like really sick people are being loaded onto carts or stretchers or looks like giant elevators.
That's true, rising up.
Rising up. So many beings.
It's true.
It's a rescue mission of suffering souls.
True.
I'm kind of looking up the kind of like huge round elevator shaft to see what's happening. And way up there I see actually multiple floors where these beings seem to be kind of pulled off for treatment or help.
That's
or
true.
Resuscitation. It isn't just one place they're going to. Do you see that?
Yes, it's true. They're all getting off at different floors.
Well, they're being taken off.
That's
it's
true.
Not like they're getting off.
That's true. They can't really stand.
Yeah, they're just being carried off.
That's
but they're
true.
Being carried off on different floors. So now, asking, with our intuitive channels pointed straight up, how may we be of service right now? What is ours to do? And I hear this beautiful music playing, very thin, high notes.
That's true.
Haunting tunes, haunting melody playing. Do you hear that?
It's true, very high.
Yes. Fascinating. We're just holding the space for that, almost playing it through us as if an amplifier. Oh, gosh, I get it. It's like we're a radio station. It's like the signal comes in with this music, and we broadcast it out. And we're broadcasting it out into this suffering dimension, and I see what looks like sleepwalking beings coming toward us now. It's in a way, it's kind of vaguely creepy because they look kind of like the Walking Dead. But it's nothing to be afraid of.
No.
They're being called by the music. It's almost like the music itself is calling them, and they're coming toward the portals, and then the seraphim are kind of behind them with their big wings, just kind of gesturing them, ushering them toward the portal. And then right at the portal there now is someone else just helping them on onto what looks like almost boats that are being lifted up. And the boats are just going up, 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 and then being offloaded on various floors.
Yes, that's true.
And there is a seraphim. One of the seraphim is standing right here and saying something he wants us to do. Oh, he wants me to spin the emblem.
True.
Okay, I'll spin the emblem faster. I guess I had been focusing on what they were doing and not doing my part.
That's
well, that's a mistake I make over and over again.
Me too.
I'm tired of making that mistake. I'd like to make new mistakes now.
Yes,
I don't want to make
too.
The same mistakes over and over again. So as I spin the emblem, smoke clears and the music gets louder.
That's true.
Yes, it's as if it's clearing away the vibrations of maybe confusion, maybe lies,
maybe
fear. It feels more like confusion and lies and fear than anything else.
That's true.
The emblem clears that away. The music gets louder. I ask, what is this music? It might be the music of their souls.
That could be.
It could be the songs of their souls.
Yes.
And each of them has a note in the symphony, and together it makes a beautiful song.
True.
It seems like the crowd is thinning.
Yes, it's true.
And the horsemen are coming back.
Yes.
And there are fewer than went out.
Yes, it's true.
I see the sentries. I ask, where are the others? And I look around, and I can see them waving to me from, it looks like the four corners of...
Yes, of, it's true.
The universe, or the four corners of this dimension.
Yeah.
I ask just to confirm what's going on with those four people, and the statement is consistent with what we were told before, which is they're here to hold the space for spirit while the dimension continues to heal.
That's true.
And now there are others that are circling around what looks like that target or bullseye on the floor, and they have this great expression on their face, like, here we go.
Yes.
And I know that what they're saying is, we're getting ready to drop down and repeat the process at the next dimension down. And I'm being, a thought is being put into my head of Dante's Inferno and the idea of the different levels of what Dante called hell and what we would call self-created suffering realms.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, realms where suffering beings congregate because the law of attraction is, after all, real.
True.
And like does attract like, and and heavier energy does settle down. Gravity is a real phenomenon, and so suffering beings do settle down, and then more suffering beings are attracted, and more suffering beings are attracted, and more suffering beings are attracted until we have dimensions such as this that are walled off from spirit and are suffering greatly, and it sure looks like what Dante labeled as hell.
That's true.
It does. And so now these seraphim are here to clear hell, basically, fundamentally. And so they're grinning and loving it, and they are ready to go again.
Yes, true.
Oh, friends, ready when you are.
Ready when you are.
Now remember, our part is to simply drop through first and invite them in quicker than quick.
That's true.
So let's get our game suit on. Gold cylinders around us, light flowing through us, top to bottom and bottom to top. Living waters of love flowing through, emblems spinning. Ready.
Ready.
They are like master safe crackers. The second we say ready, they blow a hole and boom, down we drop, inviting the seraphim to come in and heal the space, and boom, down they come, flying out from the portal. Someone walking around me.
True.
Someone good or someone not good? Someone with helpful intent or someone with unhelpful intent? Good question. Let's spin this emblem and clear the space, ventilate the space, suck up the smoke, suck up the fog so that the truth is revealed. Now, let's notice this person. This person does not strike me as having the most helpful intentions in the world. I could be wrong about that.
That feels true.
Yes. But unfortunately, it is about break time.
That's true. Now we're going to be going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and founder of the Angelic Initiative. Every day we post a video on YouTube, about 15 minutes long, that shows what's going on in the higher dimensions, much like our session on the air today. Watch them. Use them to raise your vibrations. This is the most important channel on the internet. The channel name is Lynn McGonigal, LynnMcGonagill, and the playlist is The Angelic Initiative. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Jen Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through heart living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast at WMEX 1510 AM Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We practice and teach angelically guided, multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose, and we are in the middle of a session right now. Before the break, we joined the seraphim to clear the suffering realms, and a new figure with possibly unhelpful intentions appeared before us, and now the higher dimension beings pick up where they left off.
So this guy is still circling around in back of us, and he kind of has this snake oil salesman, oily, smarmy kind of feeling, and he's talking to us in a kind of condescending and inappropriate voice. You know, it's going, ladies. You know what? I don't like it when people use that tone with me.
Ladies. Hello, ladies.
Yes. Okay, you're creeping me out, buddy.
Yes.
So now what is it? He's talking about something like, oh, he wants to sell us something, and it has to do with our legs. And that strikes me as inappropriate. So I am going to shoot up a flare. It goes way up the portal. It's like, I'm not saying this is wrong, but I'd like to get a reading on this. Somebody tell me. This guy, and he just like disappears.
Gone. Poof.
Poof. Gone. I'm just going to live stream up the video of that.
That's true.
We are recording. It's kind of like being a press, having a press pass.
Yes, that's true.
Kind of like being in a war zone. So we film these things for the higher dimensions, and we're shooting up the game films right now of that guy. I don't think that guy had good intentions.
No, I don't think so.
I think that guy is part of the problem and not part of the solution. So we're sending up with a date, time, and location stamp. He was here. He was here a moment ago. Now, let's look at what he left. He left like an oily stain.
That's true.
On the ground behind him. It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. It smells rank.
And it's kind of alive. It's kind
That's
of like oozing around.
Moving a little.
This can't be right.
No.
Let's just cut everything that's around it, cut out a big chunk of this, bag it up, and send it up to forensics. It's like we shoot it up out the top of the pillar, and I see a gloved hand grabbing it.
True.
Oh, they'll analyze it and see what's going on.
That's true.
They really know what they're doing. Friends, the subtle realms, the higher dimension realms, are fascinating, endlessly fascinating places. They are very, very full, very busy, and operating on many, 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 many dimensions.
That's true.
So So now I hear somebody, it's not a happy sound. It's out there where the seraphim are working, and there's somebody crying about loved ones that they're leaving behind.
That's true.
Then the loved ones seem to be, it's like they're insane, you know? It's like they're sunk into a psychosis.
That's true.
And they don't want to come. It's as if the flood waters are rising.
Yeah.
And it's time to get out. And somebody's having a fantasy, a delusion, and insisting that they aren't leaving the house, but the flood waters are still rising.
Right, that's true.
And it's still time to get out. And so the seraphim are in effect saying, it's time to get out. Get out now. And some people are refusing to go, and the seraphim are taking the other people almost, it's not forcibly, but they're strongly suggesting, and these people are crying and wailing.
True.
It's like mothers not wanting to leave their children.
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe it's more like children not wanting to leave their mother.
Ah, ding, ding, ding.
That's more like it. It's like the moms have gone crazy, and the children are wanting to stay with their moms, and the rescuers are saying, no, no, you must come with us. You need to come with us, come with us, come with us. And to consider, what is the right thing to do in this situation? Does one leave a child with a psychotic mother in a flood zone, in a house that's going to be flooded, or does one take the child to safety? These rescue workers seem to believe you take the child to safety.
That's true.
And there is a lot of crying. And the mothers could very well come, but it's like the mothers are having a delusion and saying, oh, no, it'll be okay. And then there'll be a birthday party on Saturday. Yes, yes. And then we'll go out for ice cream. But you know what's happening? Sewer waters are rising.
That's true. Your furniture is floating.
The furniture is floating. And the rescue workers are here. And so now the children have been rescued, and they are being, and they're crying, and they're screaming, and they're shouting for their mom.
That's true.
It's really sad.
It's true.
What is ours to do? How can we be of service? So we see how it is for people who are responding to the call for spirit. And it's time for them to leave the ones who are insisting on being stuck.
That's true.
And how hard that is to leave behind the loved ones who don't wish to come with us, the loved ones who wish to stay, pretending that they can go out for ice cream on Saturday and have balloons at a birthday party, and that it's going to be okay, when the truth is, it's time for change.
That's true.
Wow. Wow. So how are we all like this? This is just the human condition. Who among us doesn't want for our lives to continue pretty much the way they've been continuing? Now, it's true that each of us wants certain things in our lives to change. Like, usually we have a list of 5 or 6 things that we would like to be different. Usually having to do with how other people are behaving and how external circumstances should be different.
That's true.
But the point the guides are trying to make right now, is that most of us don't actually want to change ourselves. We want ourselves to be able to stay just the same and have everybody else change.
That's true.
And that, of course, isn't how the system works. It's not how an awakening occurs, and it's not how souls develop. We have to be willing to change, and so we see how this is for these mothers who are psychotically staying in a house that's filling with rising sewage while pretending that there's going to be a birthday party on Saturday.
Yes, that's true.
Wow. Okay, so right now I'm offering ourselves as vessels on behalf of all of us. May we be used right now to heal this. Let's heal this for all of us. Let's just find the energy of it. And with the structural energy clearing techniques, just start to draw up, and it's like a filthy, blobby, gross mess. It's not solid.
It's like a loogie.
Huge, enormous loogie. So we're just starting to draw that up, 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 right on up through our own energy bodies, through our own spines, handing it higher, higher, higher up. Ooh, sorry, that's just a physical reaction to an energy shift as this big blobby thing passes. Ooh, up and out the spine, asking for higher dimension beings who are willing to take this, maybe for evidence. I'm not sure what to turn this into, but just in case it's evidence, I'm turning it in. My working theory is that when we're clearing these suffering realms, it's pretty much all evidence because something is going awry here.
That's true, and I see the gloved hands reaching down.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. Now there's something breaking apart. There are breaking noises down here. Sounds like wood breaking.
It does, splintering, yeah. Cracking.
It's, and something is coming up.
That's
through
true,
the
through
floor.
The floorboard.
It doesn't look like something good.
No.
But it's good that it's coming up because it was there all along. So it's better to have it come up and out into the open where we can see it than to have it festering down there, and it smells horrendous.
That is true.
Like this horrible stench, and it's gross looking. Pulsing the vortex, spinning the emblem, drawing down the truth. Wow. That's intense.
That is true.
Yeah. Going to check and see. Were there a seraphim? Are there any seraphim around who are noticing this thing coming up through the floorboards? Because it's not too far from where I am.
No.
And I think it would be a really cool idea if some seraphim would come look at it. Somebody is coming.
That's true.
Somebody is coming. And he's so much bigger than that thing. That thing looked big to me.
It looked huge to me.
But now look at the seraphim got big too. Oops.
Ah, in just 1 minute, we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and founder of the Angelic Initiative. Every day, we post a video on YouTube about 15 minutes long that shows what's going on in the higher dimensions. Watch them. Use them to raise your vibrations. This is the most important channel on the internet. The channel name is Lynn McGonigal, spelled McGonigill, and the playlist is The Angelic Initiative. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com. As taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences, course credits are available.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast at WMEX 1510 AM Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We practice and teach angelically guided multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose, and we are in the middle of a session right now. Before the break, we joined the seraphim to clear the suffering realms, and a huge, stinky being had come up through the floorboards, and a seraphim was coming to check it out with us. And now the higher dimension beings pick up where they left off.
It's the strangest thing. It's not at all what I expected. It's like that huge, stinky being looks like an enormous baby, just the biggest baby the size of a great whale.
That's true.
And it's just having a big fit. It's throwing a tantrum.
A huge crying baby.
So calling for beings who know exactly what to do, asking for angelic support, seraphim support. And there's somebody coming down, just looking kind of like Glinda the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
That's true. There's glitter, sparkle.
Yes. And coming over like a perfect mother and big enough to pick up this crying baby.
That's true.
And just picking up this baby and hugging it to her heart and patting her kind of like you'd pat a crying baby.
That's true.
And the baby is calming.
That's true, calming. It's not thrashing around as much. It's starting to breathe a little bit better.
Yes. And this being is speaking in very calming tones and talking about the inevitability of growing up. It's like when we're babies and we have a tummy ache, we think the tummy ache is going to last for forever and life has just taken an ugly turn.
That's true.
Yes, and we don't know that the tummy ache will go away and that one day we'll feel good again.
That's true.
And we don't know that we're going to grow up and one day we won't have these colicky fits anymore.
That's true.
And so this huge being of love is saying this, just like crooning it, kind of murmuring it to this crying baby in a soothing tone and saying, don't worry, baby, you're going to grow up. You are. And when you grow up, these pains won't bother you anymore. They won't. You won't get confused like this anymore. You will be able to remember your purpose. You will be able to remember that you were born for a reason and that you have a destiny, and you'll be able to step into it and live it. And it might not happen this life, and it might not happen the next life, but it is going to happen beyond a shadow of a doubt, because in the end, everyone is reunited with Source. In the final accounting, we are all melted back into the oneness. And so by definition, in the end, we all wear white hats. We are all on the, quote, side of good, unquote.
That's true.
And this beautiful big being that feels like a perfect divine mother is just crooning this to the baby. And the baby is no longer thrashing, and it's actually no longer looking like a single baby anymore.
It's true, but many, many, many.
Yes. It's like a composite, like a puzzle that's made up of teeny little, a puzzle of a baby made up of other little babies.
That's true.
And now they're all kind of sitting up and not thrashing and not crying and standing up and starting to walk. It's like a walk in harmony.
That's true.
And she's just leading them up. She's leading them up, and they're following her.
That's true, calmly.
Calmly. And there is a big cleanup. I look around here, and it's like there's an enormous mud pit, a messy pit.
That is true.
And that was. Well, if there's cleaning to do around here, it's probably our job.
That is true.
We are definitely low on the totem pole members of this multidimensional energy healing team.
That is true.
So right now we can pulse our vortex and spin our emblem and clear up this mess. Ooh, there's a big energy shift. Pulsing again, getting the living waters flowing. I start to hear, it's like joking voices of the seraphim before they come into view. I can hear them. They're feeling good.
That's true.
Feeling good. It was a good day after all. It's as if we can overhear snippets of conversation, and someone was saying, I didn't think today was going to turn out well, or something like, it didn't get off to a good start.
Yes, it's true.
But it turned out to be a wonderful day after all, and they're kind of slapping each other on the back.
Yes, good work.
Good work. It's the very guy.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but they're happy, and they look great, like when now they're coming into view and they look.
They glow.
Yeah, they're glowing. And again, there are fewer of them, and so I ask to be shown where are the people who have not come back. And again, they are there in the four corners,
yes,
waving as sentries. They are going to be holding the space for spirit, and I ask, how much longer will we be doing this work? And they say, until it's complete.
True.
That's wonderful. That's actually a very comforting thought.
Mm.
And so I noticed that that we have to be aware of time, that time is a real thing here in the 3D, and that we only have a couple of minutes to do a closing process. So let's do that right now, just as we begin our work with an opening process of opening to sacred space. We end our work with a closing process, like a process of putting a sacred seal on the healing. So right now we're going to start by drawing up our errors, correcting our errors to the best of our ability right now, and then including the omissions, the things that should have been done that were left out. We're including them as well, and not only drawing up the errors and omissions, but now taking this poorly done work and getting it as close to well done as we're capable of doing right now. and then as close to divinely perfect as we're capable of getting it right now, asking for this to be made divinely perfect through grace right now, through grace, straightening and aligning the energy once more. We start to tune it to perfect frequency and alignment and in harmony with the all that is, tuning to perfect pitch and balance. Especially balance between the higher soul and the immediate presence of the body-mind, and in harmony with the all that is. And now tuning to that perfect vibration of our empowered future selves, we can all be who we have come here to be. We can live the lives we've come here to live. We have enough. We are enough. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. So we're drawing that vibration into our beings. And now we start to separate ourselves from the rest of the oneness. Right now, calling our energy to us, releasing everyone else's energy back to them. Our energy to us, releasing everyone's energy back to them. Once more, calling our energy to us, no matter how many decades it's been that we've left it lying around, we call it back now. Releasing everyone else's energy back to them, no matter how many decades we've been holding on to their stuff, we can let go of it right now. And now we'll take that bubble of light we started with, expanding it a million billion times over until it splits into individual bubbles, one for each of us, one for everyone we touched, everyone encased in light, and whoom, we draw all those bubbles right on down into the divine plan, drawing them down, popping, locking, clicking, sealing them in place in the divine plan. And we are complete, and just for this moment, we are all right here in our own perfect places in the divine plan. And of course, the next moment, the divine dance begins again, the amazing freewheeling, free will dance that makes life such an incredibly beautiful experience, happening as it does at the intersection of our destiny and our free will choices. And so, friends, this is my last radio show, and I would like to end it with a poem from St. John of the Cross. St. John was born as a Jewish person into a Jewish family in Spain during the Spanish Inquisition. Not a great or easy life choice, a very difficult life choice. He felt a deep calling to God. His family was forced to convert to Christianity. He did, and he joined a Christian monastery and developed a reputation as a heretic. He was outspoken, and he started to talk about the things that he viewed as wrong. He was imprisoned and tortured and confined in solitary confinement for a number of years. And when he got out, friends, when he got out, he wrote a beautiful body of work, love poems to God. Think about it. When he got out, he wrote that. And he wrote this one poem that's absolutely wonderful, The Essence of Desire. I did not have to ask my heart what it wanted, for of all the desires I have ever known, just one did I cling to, for it was the essence of all desire, to hold beauty in my soul's arms. And friends, I haven't come to this point in my life the easy way. I've come through a path of disability and pain and struggle and bereavement and loss, but I know what it is to hold beauty in my soul's arms, and I know it's here for all of us, and all we have to do is stop struggling and resisting and start saying yes to life and yes to our soul plans and do it. Be who we were born to be and live the lives we've come here to live, creating lives of joy and worlds that work. And friends, we can do it. So we have our work continuing on in our YouTube channel. The channel is Lynn McGonigal, LynnMcGonagill. And the playlist is The Angelic Initiative. We invite you to continue the journey. We post sessions daily. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye. It's been a wonderful time on radio. Change isn't a bad thing. Change is a good thing. Look ahead, not back. Look for the gifts in life. Remember, hope, trust, act. You can do it. You can change your life, and you can change the world around you. You were born for it. Do it. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources.